Okay, so we're on the Daf Kuf page, given the Mishnah on the Kuf Dalet base, 2 lines from the bottom, page 208, 104b, 2 lines from the bottom. That's a new parak. We did this yesterday, but we'll go over it again today. So it says, Shnei Dayanei Gzera, Yerushalayim, there were two Dayanei Gzera. The Gemara is going to explain what this means, but it means that certain Dayanim in Eretz Israel who were empowered to impose kenasot, you know, like penalties above. But more than like the actual damages would be a knas, a set amount, and they would make different gzeirot. And some of the gzeirot related to a woman with a ksuba, and others did not. So shnei dayanei gzeirot ha'yibushlayim, there were two dayanei gzeirot, Admon v'Chanan ben Avi Shalom. And now Chanan omer shnei dvarim. Chanan says two things which the Chanan disagree with, and the Mishnah will go through it. Admon omer shiva. Admon has seven things which the Chanan don't agree with. So we're just going to do one tonight. Mishalach, this is the first one from Admon. He says, Mishalach Amzina Nayam, if a man went to Medina Sayam, in other words, the wife's in Eretz Israel, and he's the wife there, and then he takes a trip to, let's say, France, the Ishto Tavat Mizono, and his wife is seeking support from Mizono. Kanan Omer, the top line on Yukopayim with Olive, she Shavaba Sof, Lot Shavaba Thila. So when she comes to Bezdin and asks for, you know, the right to take property, be sold to, you know, give her mizonos needs, she doesn't need to take a shvu at that point in time that he hasn't in any way paid her for it. But tishavah b'sof. Rashi learns the pshat, the top line of Rashi, shishmu bo shemeid, tishavah shlo, ikvabi adam shabalatlam. If and when he dies, and then she wants to cash on the ksuba, at that point in time, we'll administer a shvu to her. Did you get anything from your husband, you know, prior to this? But the Rambam, this is what Rashi learns. The Rambam learns that if the husband comes back and he disagrees with her, he contradicts her, he says, I gave you money for the ketubah, so that would be besof. Either way, but the Chanan holds tishba besof lo b'shuv chila. Nechlekula b'nei kohenim gedolim, the b'nei kohenim gedolim are disagreeing with Chanan, and they say, v'amru tishba b'chila besof. So they're going to take a shvuah before she gets it, and then afterwards, again, she has to take another shvuah. Amr Bidosa ben Harakinas Kidabrayim. Bidosa ben Harakinas agrees with the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim. Amr B'Yochim Zakai, Yefem or Chanan, Lot Shvel Sof. B'Yochim Zakai goes with Chanan. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts on the Mishnah we get? Well, I don't know. You mean, why do we make her take a Shua twice? If we do B'Tchila and B'Sof, why should we do it? All right. I'm not sure. All right, but I'm sure it may come out, but we'll see. Okay, I'm going to move on unless anything. Yeah. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is living around the time of the Korban Bayit Sheni. So that seems to be like when this, you know, the Korah. Okay. So let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says Urmini, we post a contradiction to our Mishnah from the following Brisa. The Brisa says Shloshadayne Gzelot Hayu Yerushalayim. There were three dine. Now, here it says three. And Mishnah said two. Here it says three. That's one difference. And the Mishnah said dine gzeiro, dine on gzeiro, on the decrees. And this is dine gzeiro, hayushlayim. And the three are Admon ben Gadai. So that's our Admon. That's the same. So Admon have, here we have Admon ben Gadai's full name. Bechanan HaMitzri. That's somebody new. We didn't have Chanan HaMitzri before. Bechanan ben Avi Shalom. So one and three we had, number two we didn't have. So the Gemara says Kasha plot the train. One contradiction is our Mishnah says two and the Bryce says three. Kasha gzeirot a gzeirot. And then our Mishnah says they were dainei gzeirot and the Bryce says dainei gzeirot. So the Gemara says Mishlema plot the train lo Kasha. So in terms of the three and the two, it's not a contradiction. The Gemara says the Kasha blei katani lo Kasha blei below katani. The town of our Mishnah is only listing those Dayanim who were chashuv, important, who wanted to say. So one pshat Tosfos has is the dinim that we're going to say, that they said these different dinim, that's what we're interested in. So in terms of the Mishnah, town of the Mishnah, he's not interested in every dayan who was there, the ones that are chashuv to him that he mentions, not that it's a comprehensive list. So that we've disposed of. But it does seem to be a contradiction. Our Mishnah says dayanei gzeirot, they were dayanim in charge of making different decrees. And the Brisa says, Dine Gzelo, they're dining before on charge of Gzelo, like thievery. So we'll see what's going on. So Amr Abdach Mariska, who goes during Gzelo, Al Gzelo. So it's like a combination of both. They would decree Gzelo on Gzelo, So here, gzeilot means in a more general sense, means on damages is what he's going to say. To the Tani, like we learned in the Braisa, kitma natia, if kitma natia means person let his animal on somebody else's property, and the animal, chomped off a sapling. In other words, the sapling got destroyed. Rabbi Yossi Meir, Gozrei Gezeirah Yerushalayim Omrim, Natiya Bashnatash De Kesef. So the Gozrei Gezeirah Yerushalayim would say, that if the sapling was a one-year sapling, so then you have to pay Shtei Kesef, Tumah Kesef, regardless of the damages that were caused. In other words, 1 cent price. When you see 1 cent price, that's always a telltale sign that it's a Knas and not a Zikin, because it's 1 cent price. But Shtei Shanim, if the sapling was a two-year sapling, Arba Kesef. So, all right, now, the Ruminhi, Shoshadayne Gzera Yerushalayim Adonam Afanan Benachem. Okay, let me just pause for a second. Any questions, comments to us on anything? So, basically, the idea we said is that Tanavar Mishnah is not listing all the Dayanim. He's listing those Dayanim that are important to him, the way we went with the Pshat. First Pshat and Tosfos is that these are the Dayanim that who have statements that he wants to speak about. So that's why he mentions two Dayanei Gzerot. And then, between the Mishnah and the Brice, they want to say that there were Gozer Gzerot on the Gzelot. So Gzelot means not necessarily thievery, damages. They made decrees concerning damages, and they mentioned like this decree about like the sapling with the animal, and they're making it. Okay, any questions, comes to us, anything we did so far? Okay, let's go on. Now, let's take a look further in the Gemara. So, all right, now, so we're around 6 lines above where it gets wide and Kufay Manala. Ramini, we pose a contradiction. Shlosha Dayanei Gzeirah Yerushalayim, Admon, Bechanan Benachum. So here we have three Dayanei Gzeirah Yerushalayim, that works out okay, but they were Admon, that works okay, Chanan okay, but Nachum, we have somebody else, a new person. Nachum wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, he wasn't mentioned in the Braisa above either. So Amra Papa, Mantana Nachum, so he says, who's the Tana who taught Nachum? Rabbi Natan. That's Rabbi Natan. He's the Tana. The Tani, Rabbi Natan Omer, after Nachum Adib, he goes to Gezer Yerushalayim. He says that Nachum Amadi was also one of the Gezer Yerushalayim. And the Chachamim didn't agree with him. The two Lekka, you mean there's no other Dayanim? But Amr Pinchas, Amr Boshia, Shoshmiyot, Petition Vyarba, Batayidin, and Yerushalayim. He says, we have a statement that there were 394 Bate Din in Yerushalayim. And Rashi points out in the second narrow line of Rashi, each Bezdin had 23 Dayanim. So 23 Dayanim, that's a Bezdin that could judge Din and Nefashot, capital cases. And then back in the Gemara, 2 lines of work, it's wide, Kinegdan Bate Kinesiot, and they had an equivalent number of shuls in Yerushalayim corresponding to it. He says, and that's to Davidin. With Kineg, the Rashi says, Kineg Dan Bate Medrashot, and they also had a equivalent number of Bate Medrash, Rashi says, from Mishnah and Talmud. With Kineg Dan Bate Sofrim, and corresponding to that, they also had Bate Sofrim, like Chadarim, to teach the children. So, Mela, so what was the Gemara says, Dayanim Tuvahavu. He says, yeah, so you're right, there were a lot of Dayanim in Yerushalayim, a lot of Dayanim all over, but Chikam Rinan, a Gozre Gezerot Chikam Rinan. But when we talk about, like, the numbers, in other words, we're talking about those Dayanim who were empowered to make these gezerot, to make these decrees. So there weren't that many Gozrei gezerot, is what I wanted to say. Are so there are at least three, and there's a question about this Nachum. So Amar of Yehuda Amar of Asi, Gozrei gezerot Yerushalayim, Einotin Scharon, Tishim Teshamana Mitruman Alishka. He says that the Gozrei gezerot Yerushalayim would get this car on, their salary would be 99 mana. 99 mana is, each mana is 100, so that's 9,900 zuz from Truman Lishkin, he's from the chamber in the base of Mekdash. Lo ratzu mosifin lahem. So we think it means, again, this is the statement, that if they weren't happy with that amount, we would give them more. So the Gemara says, "Lo ratzu at Rishiyaskin." Are we dealing with Rishayim that that the they take the sechar more than in other words they want in other words it's more than what they need. In other words, so that we're dealing with El Lo Sapku Avpish Lo Ratzu, meaning if that amount was not sufficient, even though they did not want to take more, we would give them more. Karna have a shakil istra. Okay, that's that piece. All right, let me just pause. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right, let's go further. Now, we're on the fourth white line. Karna have a shakil istra means zakai, but istra mechayev. Karna, he sounds like he was a dayan, and he would, remember the Gemara speaks about Shmuel and Karna. You remember the Gemara is the Masech Shabbos, that I think that Karna, like he sees the current, it looks like it's like choppy waters, and he says somebody's coming from Eretz Yisrael, I think it was Rav or something like that. Anyway, so he says, Karna have a shakel istra mizakai v'istra mechayev. Karna would take istra is a sella, from the zakai v'istra mechayev. He would take, sounds like a sella, like from each party. He says, abedayin lehudina, and then judge the case. So the Gemara says, v'hechi abedhachi, how can you do that? It says, lo shudina, I'll take shokan, and I'll take bribery, anything that would impinge on your ability to judge a case. Maybe that's if you don't take them both. This way you do it equally. In other words, if you take $1,000 from each one, so it's all balanced out. So you're fair, right? I'll take $5,000 from each litigant and I'll be in good shape. So fair. So he says, so he says, so Dilma Atlas Luyadina. So he says, maybe the case is only when you don't take from both sides, because we're afraid you'll bend the din one way or another way. So the Gemara says, Karna came to Shakas Ravayu, Loat Leslu Yedina. He says, so in Akinami, so you wouldn't bend it, you would take from both, it's all balanced out. So the Gemara says, Loat Leslu Yedina, Mishari, but even if he's not going to bend the din, is that permissible? But Tanya, we learned the Braisa, Veshocha Lo Tikach, Matam and Lomar. What is the Torah telling me, Veshocha Lo Tikach? It's telling me that I can't, I could acquit the guilty party or convict the innocent party. It says you shouldn't pervert justice. So what is lo tamishpat means I have to come correct justice. So what is shocha lo tikach? Ela afilu zakor zakay lochayiv rechayiv amra Torah b'shocha lo tikach. So the Torah is saying even if I'm going to convict the guilty and acquit the innocent, I still can't take the shokhan. So that's only if I take it as shokhan, it's like bribery. Karna b'tor agro habashakya. So Karna would take it as like sort of like a salary. He was taking the money from both of them as his salary. So the Gemara says, b'tor agro mishari, are you allowed to take money, a dayan, for salary? V'hatzan, we learn the Mishnah in the Masechet Bechorot, if a person takes money to judge a case, his din is bakel, it's nullified. So honey mile agar dinar, that's right. That's the money to judge a case you're not allowed to take. But karna agar batela habshakil, he would take the money like his schar batala. In other words, the money that he would otherwise earn if he wasn't doing anything, that he could take, schar batala, which is like the way Rabbanan do it today as well, how you have to get paid. You're doing schar batala. He says, so the Gemara says, v'agar batel nishari, are you allowed to take schar batala? Are you allowed to take money for what you would have been doing otherwise? V'hatanya, we learn in the Braisa, m'chur hadayan shotel schar ladun. It's despicable, the dayan that takes money to judge a case. El shadino din, but his din is a good din. So hey, Kidan, what case is the Braisa talking about? Ilema agar dinar, din. If I say it's the it's money to judge the case, that's not a din. This should be bahatnan. The brach has bahatnan. I know it's called a din. Remember, if you get money, you're paid to judge a case, then it's batel. Ella agar batela. It must be the brach talking about the sachar batala. The mechura adayin. We learned that it's like the dayin is despicable. So the Gemara says hani mile batela dlo mucha. He says it's despicable if it's not obvious that it's schar batalo. Karna batel demucha haba. Karna, when he would take the money, it was very evident that he would have this schar batalo. He says, Karna batel demucha haba, shakil. The habatayi ba amibra de kamra, because what he would do is his job was to be in the warehouse where they would have all these wines, and he would be the official sniffer of the wines. Be having these uses. So, in other words, so let's look at Rashi on this. This is the Rashi. this is a six lines from the bottom of the page in Rashi. Tayi abamibra d'chamer. Tayi abamibra d'chamer. So tayi, that he would smell. Abamibra d'chamer is like the storehouse from the wine. Meiriach ba'osur yayin. He would smell in the storehouses for the wine. Israel l'kayim. He says which wines that they're okay to store for a long period. Bakrov l'kakel. And then the ones that he would detect that are going to turn sour soon, they would sell right away. He had that work every day. It was like open and notorious. He's got the Sefar Batala. That's the Sefar he would take from them. Now I can't work because I'm busy with this din. So I'm taking it. Let's see back in the Gemara. This has been the Chabra B'Yabalizuza. This is back in the Gemara around 8 lines at the bottom. He had Ravuna, like Ravuna, he have a Ati Din Lekameh. When a din would come before Rav Huna, Amar Lahu, he would say to the Bali Din, Kavali Gavro Didali Bechari Koi, get somebody who can irrigate my fields in place of me, Veidun Lahu Dinah, then I'll judge the case. So it means like that would be like this his far batalo. He says, all right, let me pause. Any questions, comments to us? Anybody?
He was a guy, he was taking money out of
Gavro.
Feed to the court itself. He was taking money, and he was a bootlegger.
Yeah, wasn't a bootlegger, but in other words, he had that job. But now he's in the doing the din. He can't do it. So, but everybody knows what. Yeah.
This is an question.
All right, in the Gemara, we're talking about a much later period than the Mishnah, right? Okay, let's take a look. What do you have? I'm not at all aware of that. I've never heard that before. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's see back in the Gemara. All right. So we're 6 lines from the bottom on Kufayim and Alan. Amar Bibahu, Bore Kamasuyoda name Shamakabli Shochad. See how blinded are the eyes of those who accept Shochad, you know, bribery. Adam Kashbainabinotimamorofe. If a person has like eye problems and he wants to be healed, so he gives money to a doctor, Safek Mitrape, Safek Mitrape, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't work. But hey, Notlin Shabbat Pruta, the people who accept Shochad, they take even the equivalent of Pruta, with some many name, they blind their own eyes. They aren't supposed to, it was mashman that in addition to like blinding the judgment, it's like the implication was that there was an actual blinding that takes place to the person who takes the Shochad. All right, Tana Rabbanan, Shochad Yaver Nechachamim, the Bryce says that Shochad will blind the eyes of the Chachamim. Kavakomer Latipshin. So, in other words, even if you're very wise, they'll blind you. Kavakomer Latipshin will do. Be slave to great Sedekim, pervert the words of the Bryce, just Kavakomer Rishoyim. So, that's what the Bryce says. So, the Gemara asks, Midi Tipshin Rishoyim, Bane Dina Ninu, Bane Dina Ninu, are the Tipshin Rishoyim people who would be Dayanim? In other words, the Brisa says, in other words, Brisa is projecting a pshat on Shochad. Shochad you give to a judge. So the Shochad will blind even the Chachamim. And the Brisa says, certainly, it'll blind the Tipshim. And he says, it'll pervert the words of the Tzaddikim, certainly the Rishayim. So do you think that Tipshim and Rishayim would be Dayanim? So he says, Ella, 2 lines to the bottom, Ella Hachi Kamar. This is what the Brisa means. Even if he's trying to chacham, he takes shochad, means he doesn't leave this world, he doesn't die, like blindness of the heart. In other words, he's going to get, you know, totally perverted from this whole thing. Be slave to great tzaddikim, turn page. Afilu tzaddik gamur, even if he was a tzaddik gamur, he won't leave the world without like this confusion. He says, let's look at the top line Rashi. You know, niftar min olam, v'hachi kamar, kavachomer, she's summoning of
In other words, it sounds like he's going to be a mess afterwards, even if he was smart before. All right. Kiyat Rav Dini, when Rav Dini came from Israel, Amar, Darsh Rav Nachman Bar Kohen. He said that Rav Nachman Bar Kohen darshan as follows. My dechiv, melech mishpat yamid aretz, that a king, through justice, will establish the land, v'yish trumot yer sena. A man of trumot, we'll see, you know, you would think of maybe contributions will destroy it, but they said in the article that the Marashai thing says here, or the Rif says here, I would expect it to say melech mishpat yamid aretz, and then something like below mishpat and below mishpat yerasena, without mishpat he'll destroy it. What does each shumot? So he says im doma dayan the melech, you know, tzirich leklum. If the dayan is like a melech who doesn't need anything, yamid eretz, he'll be able to establish the land. Im doma lekohen shemachazer lagaranot, if he's like a kohen who goes to the garanot, the threshing floors, you know, to get the gifts, yerasena, he'll destroy it. So let's see Rashi. He says on the second white line of Rashi, in other words, if the Dayan is wealthy and he doesn't need anybody, he doesn't have to lachni, like unduly flatter anybody, that he'll establish Mishpat. But if he's like a person who needs everybody, needs this, that, the other, so then he'll destroy everything. Let me just take a look at the movie for 1 second. Okay. Yeah. It says the judge struggles to put on five. The judge struggles to livelihood, free to rule against rich and powerful, whose goodwill he might need. He is also susceptible to the temptation of bribery. All right. Any questions come to us on anything we did so far?
Doesn't this all seem like it belongs in Sanhedrin?
Well, you know, a lot of different Gemaras, you know, like the Gemaras all over the place, you know, like the Gemara isn't so neat, you know, you have different cities everywhere, like belong in different places, but the Gemara hooked into it. Yeah.
Because she went to Medinat Hayam, that's how it started. That there was a ruling about Medinat Hayam.
Well, it says, 1 second. Exactly. Well, we hooked into it. We were talking about the Gozrei Gezeirot, and then about them getting salary from the Trumas Lishka, and then we mentioned about Karna taking Istrami Zakai, Istrami Chayav. That was the connection. All right, any other questions, comments, thoughts?
I'm saying,
well,
the Sheikhad here is a lot, it seems to be a lot different than what we learned, that one dying wouldn't recluse himself because somebody took off a feather off his head.
It's coming up in 30 lines. Wait.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Be patient. It's coming. All right. Let's go further. All right. Everybody remember to mute themselves. Okay. All right. Let's go a little further. So the Gemara says around line 6, I'm a rabbi bar of Shila, Haidayana, the Shal Shilta, Pasul Medandina. If a Dayan, the Shal Shilta keeps borrowing things, he's possible to judge a case. So it was like he's borrowing. So he's like, he says, if you look at Rashi, he says, the Ragli Shayomi B'nei Yiro Behemoth Kalim. He goes around, you know, borrowing from, you know, animals and Kalim and tools. So he can't judge a case because he's in, like, he owes them all. He says, Amran of Leitle Lo Shulei. That's only if he doesn't have things that he lends out to other people. Leitle Lo Shulei Leitle Bo. If he has to lend out to other people, it's like Mishka Perlach. Inni is true. Rava Shail Shilta Midbe Bar Marion. Rava, who was a Dayan Gadol Ador, he borrowed objects from Be Bar Marion, from the household of Bar Marion, after Ablo Shalimine, even though they didn't borrow from him. And it's nevertheless he didn't pass himself to Dayan. Hatam Achshubinu Hudabai. He borrowed from them, he didn't even need to borrow from them. He borrowed from them just to make them Khashub in people's eyes. And for whatever reason he wanted to. Like, so in essence, he was like giving to Bamar Marion, he wasn't taking from it. In other words, sometimes taking is really giving, right? It's like there's a famous sugya in Kiddushin that the man always has to give the kesef Kiddushin, but the Gemara learns if he's an Adam Chashuv, he can be the recipient of, from the woman, because the hana she gets from giving him that gift is the kesef Kiddushin. In other words, some people, I get so much satisfaction that they receive my gift. You know, that's the chashivas.
So the Gemara learns it's even though a man normally has to give the kesef kedushin, sometimes he could be on the receiving end. So the same thing with this Bei Bar Marion. So let's see. The Gemara says, "I'm a Rava, my time of the Shochta." So what now? What's the Shochad meaning? That we learned that an Amud Aleph that is Shochad. You know, even if they both, what do we say? Even if they both give the same amount of a Shochad, right? What do we say? One second. It says, right. He says, right. We learned in Amud Aleph that even if I'm getting the money, and the money is lezakar lezakai, to acquit the innocent person and to convict the guilty person, is still shochad. So what's the problem with shochad? So he says here, my comes shochta, even the kabbalay shochta mine, once the person accepts shochad, he kabbalay daike legabe. He like feels so close to the donor, b'havi kigufe. It's like everything is lined up. Like it becomes an alter ego. A person never sees like anything wrong with himself. So the same thing with the other thing. My shochad, what's the etymology of shochad? Shehuchad. When shochad is shehuchad, he and the donor are like one. They're all like united in one thing. You know, there's a famous mission that says, that all negayim, a person, it means the simple shot in the Mishnah means that all negayim, a person can look at it. Kohen has to look at the nega and determine if a person's tami or tahor. So the Mishnah says that all negayim, a person can look at it except for his own negayim. But in the Derech Drush, in the Lisei, it means like all faults I can see in other people except my own faults I can't see. Those, if you ask me, take out a sheet of paper and write what's wrong with everybody in the shul. So you write this from that one, the other one. Now write about yourself. I don't really write about myself. You know, I'm fine. You know, that's it. Like, so the same thing here is saying that, like once you become lying with this person, you can't see any fault with him. Even if the money is given, like, you know, the chayib to convict the guilty and to acquit the innocent, but this fellow I got the money from, like, I look at him in a positive way. So Amar Papa, lowly donatish. Dina Lamanda Rachimle. So Papa says a person shouldn't judge a case as somebody who he likes. Below Lamanda Sanilay, nor to a person that he hates. The Rachimle, Lokazi Lechova, the one he likes, he won't be able to see anything bad about him. The Sanilay, Lokazi Lechuta, the one he doesn't like, he won't be able to learn positive for him. Amar Abaye, a Surman Rabbanan, the Rachimle Benimata. So Abaye says if you have a Surman Rabbanan is a young Tamil Chacham. You see, people in the city love him. You come to a certain place, they all love the rabbi. Lavi shum demalei. Doesn't mean that they're so good, they're so erlich. Elam shum lomachukluhu b'mila tshvayim. They don't give them proper tochecha. In other words, if you give them tochecha, like, they don't like them. So they say, everything you do is fine. They love him. What are we going for a rabbi? What about a rabbi? So the Gemara says, it's not the case. Let's see, back in the Gemara. So I'm a rabbi, the first white line. Initially, I said all the people in Mechuzah, like they all love me. It says, then I became a Dayan. It was Rava was from Mechuzah. So he says, I said they all love me. Then I became a Dayan. Then I said, some like me, some hate me. There was the people that came to my court. So the people who I judge favorably, they like me. And the people I convicted, they don't like me. Came into Chasai demand the Machayev Le Ha'idna Kesach the Machar. Then, after a period of time, they saw the one person that I convict one day in a different case. You know, I'll acquit him. So it depends on you know the case, the facts of the case. Amina, then I said Imrachim Kulum Rachim Le. If they like me, they'll all like me. He says Imisnu Kulum Sadli. They don't like me. Nobody like me. I mean, there'll be other issues that may come up, but it won't be as a result of my Dayanus. In other words, eventually they'll get the idea. And I'm a fair diet. I call the shots as I see it. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Very quick. All right, 1 second.
There's a very...
What?
I was going to say it's very famous. The Maisha with the Chaim Viskin, the Dionys in And the Dayanus in Visk, that the guy came in the first time and with an animal, big animal, the butcher, and they said that it's treif. So he went out, and that was it. He lost a fortune of money.
Right.
But the second time he came in with the other guy, and it was very not that much money, and he started to curse out the Dayan and the Chaim Visk. It's not because he lost the money. It's because he lost to this guy. He didn't want the other guy to.
Right. And Stein said, they said, how come the first time you lost $1 zillion and you take it this time you're kind? He says, yeah, the first time, this time you're telling me I owe this guy, so I don't accept it. Okay, now, he's got a little piece here from the Aladaf. The Gemara expounds on the Easter of Shoka Lotika, Keshoda Birpatim. They accept a bribe. Bribery blinds to seeing, and the wise puts them to err in their judgment. Rava explains that just as a person is not capable of judging himself with impartiality, so too it is possible that someone who gave a bribe or a gift with impartiality, because the person invariably feels an affinity for his benefactor. The Bryce remarks that it is obvious that a judge may not accept a bribe, which influences him to change a guilty verdict to non-guilty, for that is an outright miscarriage of justice. And the Torah says, mishpat, you should not give a judgment. Rather, the Pasuk of Shokha Lo Tikach teaches that a judge may not accept a gratuity, even the Zakota Zakai, with the intention of rendering a proper judgment. The Gemara deduces from this price that just as one may not accept a bribe with the intent of rendering a truthful decision, so too does forbidden to accept a bribe from both litigants, even though the judge will not be swayed to render a corrupt ruling. So the commentator's question, the Gemara's inference, if only one litigant pays the judge, there's a suspicion the judge might be influenced to tilt the judgment in favor of his benefactor, even if the payment was not given with the intent to corrupt the judge, but only to ensure this claim receives proper consideration. Therefore, the bribe forbids such bribes. So how does the Gemara deduce from the halacha that this halacha, that judgment not receive payment from both litigants, where there is no possibility he will be influenced to rule unjustly, he's beholden to both litigants equally? All right, that's the question. So if I take the same amount of money from both litigants, what's the problem? No harm, no foul. You know, I'm an equal opportunity judge. You know, I got 100,000 for both. Okay, so he says, the Maharam Shif answers that since Rava said it is impossible for a judge to rule out partiality after receiving a gift, is the obvious based on the Pesach to Semishpah, the judgment accepts a gift from one of the litigants, so it will inevitably lead to a miscarriage of justice, even if the bribe was not given to corrupt the judge. Thus, when the Bryce says that the Shokha Lo Tikach teaches that the judge may not accept the payment, afilu zakotah zakai, it would even if had a ruling justly, it must mean it's forbidden for a judge to accept payment from both litigants. So he's just explaining, in other words, there's one Pesach, Lo Tikach, don't pervert judgment. And the other is Shoka Lo Tikach. So we understand it. So Lo Tetem Shpat means where the result's going to be in favor of one of the others. That I can't do. So therefore, Shoka Lo Tikach is even when it's equally. That I got. But the Pnei Yeshua suggests the Torah forbade taking a bribe for both litigants, even though the judge will not be swayed to judge unjustly, as a safeguard to ensure that one does not end up accepting real bribery of only one litigant. What the Pnei Yeshua is looking at it, it's a harakaka. In other words, in a command when I step from both, no harm, no foul. I mean, in an objective sense, but the Torah prohibits it because it may come to something else. Alternatively, the Meiri says the judge might be influenced to satisfy both litigants by enforcing a compromise instead of ruling in favor of litigant who deserves to win the case. The Meiri says no, because if both give me money, I want both my customers to be happy. So the only way I can make them both happy is if I forge a compromise. And even though justice may not be that way, so that's the problem with accepting with money from both of them. All right? Now, all right. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, so you want, in other words, you want to say, like, the implication you were saying is that it's on the recipient. It's on the recipient. It's not on the donor, you want to say. Well, the only thing is, in other words, you want to say, is there an Isur in the Torah to give Shokhan? That's where you, So at the least, if it's a Jewish court system and everybody's Jewish, at the least, you're Messiah over Avera. In other words, you're aiding and abetting somebody to commit an Avera. You don't know. In other words, it has to be. In other words, if the judge is forbidden to accept it, and if I'm giving it to him, it's like I'm giving somebody treif meat to eat. Then where does it say I can't give somebody treif meat to eat? So, so if I'm giving you a piece of treif meat to eat, here, have a cheeseburger. So am I doing an aveira? Yeah, I'm doing an aveira that way. But the
In other words, you're saying like the in other words, it could be that Jews in some situations, you know, may have been in certain types of societies where they felt they had to maybe bribe the non-Jewish authorities. But I don't think it was like a situation like here in America. Like it was, you know, not a system with it, which was like a old type of system. But all right, let's see back in the Gemara now.
Question. What is the view on Pshara? In other words, let's say the Pshara is not so kosher.
Okay. So the short answer is the first semen of kosher mishpat. So there's a whole tour. It doesn't the greater richus. Bati dinim in general, they try to, you know, favor Pshara. In other words, like we favor working out a compromise with the parties. So that's the first, you know, the first way that we would always go to look for the Pshara. Okay, that's the way we normally go. All right, but let's see. But then eventually we have to judge a case, so then it has to be on the merits. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara, and even the Pshara has to be on the merits. Okay, now, we're on line four, the fourth wide line that is Tanrabanan Meshochad Lo Tikach Inot Tzrich Lamar Shochad Mamon. It goes without saying to pay somebody that's bad. El Afilu Shochad Dvarim Nami Asur. So shokhad really means shokhad of words, but it means like shokhad, it can be like some small act, is also prohibited. I mean, lokativ betza lo tikach. It doesn't say betza lo tikach, don't take money. He says, hekidami shokhad dvarim. So it would be shokhad dvarim. And this is getting into the sukkah that Aaron Moshe was discussing. He had the Shmuel, like Shmuel, he was crossing over a bridge. Atu gavri yayib liyade. And somebody came and gave his hand to help Shmuel, I guess, get off the bridge or get on the bridge. He says, Amar Lay, my Abidu Tech. He says, like, you know, what are you doing here? What's going on? So Amar Lay, he said to him, Dina Itlay, you know, I have a din I want to bring before you, and I just happen to be here. So he says, Amar Lay, so Shmuel said to Pasil Lachladina, I'm Pasil to judge your case, because you gave me a hand, like you helped me. I can't judge your case anymore. Ameymar, Habayati, Bekadayin Dina. Amemar, this is your case. Aaron Moshe, listening, here's your case. Amemar Habayati Bekadayin Dina. Amemar was sitting and judging a case. He says, Parak Gadfa Reshe, and then a feather fell on him. Atu Gavr Shakle. A person came and took the feather off of him. Amarle Maya Bidateh. He says, what are you doing here? Or what's your business? Amarle Dina Itlay, I have a din. I thought I'd come to you for a din Torah. Amarle Pasil Lacha Dina. I'm passing to judge your case anymore. He says, Mar Ukva. Habashkari Ruka coming. Maruka, there was like spittle in front of him. It was like offensive. It's a little bit like Sir Walter Raleigh here. He says, Atu Gabra Kasyes. Person came, he covered over the spittle. So Amalei Maya Viditeh, what are you doing here? Amalei Dina Itlay. He says, I have a din. You know, he says, Hasim Lachladina, I'm possible, or I'm possibly myself to judge your case because you helped me. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, have a regular resay, have a mic like Homali Shab to count the pay ring. Shoshub Rabbi Yossi, he was accustomed that every Erev Shabbos, his Aris is a sharecropper. So the sharecropper is obligated to give him like either a quarter, or a third, or a half of the crops. So the sharecropper, every Friday, would bring him like this basket of fruit. That's from the month, the amount that's due to Rabbi Shoshub Rabbi Yossi. Remember, we had Rabbi Shoshub Rabbi Yossi this week. Remember, we had it just a few days ago with on Kuf Gimel, which is the daf we did, I think, on Yantiv. And remember we said that we had about Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chia when they would have this fight. So Rabbi Chia said, you know, if you know Rabbi Chanina said, you're arguing with me. If the Torah was forgotten, I'd be able to restore it with my pilpul. Rabbi Chia said, you're arguing with me? If I mean, the Torah can't be forgotten. And what I do, I planted the flax seeds, and then eventually I made it into nets, and I put the deers, and things like that. So the Gemara says, so how come Rebbe, this is when the Sugya, the double Rebbe says, so how come Rebbe didn't appoint Rebbe Chia to be like the Rosh Hashiva after him? So the Gemara said that Rebbe felt that Rebbe Chia does so many good things, he didn't want to, you know, break into it. So the Gemara said, Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe said, Apilim Nukai, he's even greater than you. says, "In." And he says, "Yeah." So hourly Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, he says, "So Rabbi Shmuel Rossi said, was he even like, was he even greater than my father?" And he says, "No, Chas Shalom." And it was Rabbi Shmuel Rossi. His father was Rabbi Yossi. So anyway, so that's back in the Gemara. So anyway, so every Friday you bring this basket of fruit. Then 1 week he brings it on a Thursday. So I'm really my Shnahina. He says, "What's going on? Every day you come by clockwork on Fridays, and this week you came on a Thursday to bring me the basket of fruit." So he says, "I'm really Dina Italy. I have a Din Torah. Mamina, I can work Italy Lamar. I thought, while I'm waiting for my Din Torah that you're going to judge, I thought I'd give you this basket of fruit a little earlier." So he says, "Lo kabil mine." So he declined to accept the basket of fruit. And then he said, "I'm really Pasil Lakladina. I'm passing to judge your case now." So Otiv Zuzad Drabanan. So instead, he, Rabbi Shmuel Rossi, appointed a pair of Chachamim, you know, to adjudicate the case. But Kadani Lay, and then they were adjudicating the case. But Hadid Ka'azivati, and then as he's going back and forth, that means Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Amar, he said, I guess to himself, Yibai Tanahachi, you know, if he wanted to, he should argue this way. In other words, he was making arguments, you know, that he thought the person, that the litigant should all make. I mean, it was the person who offered him the fruit, his aris, he found himself making arguments on his behalf. He by Tanachi, should argue this way, he should argue that way. Then he said, Amar, then he said, and when we say shokad, it doesn't mean that it's, you know, open and notorious, like I'm giving you this so you'll judge me in favor of the case. I'm just giving you a nice gift. We're pals. You know, I just thought it'd be a favor for you. No shokad. But you know, as the Torah said, it's shokad. So he says, so he finds himself, he's making arguments on behalf of this litigant, even though he didn't accept it. And so he says here, and so he said, so then he said, shokad. The people who accept shokad, they should die in agony or suffer agony. He says, "Umani shlo natalti. I didn't take anything. Natalti shli natalti. If I did take anything, if I would have taken it, it's something that he owes me. He's my sharecropper. Kach. And nevertheless, I see that I'm making arguments on his behalf. Mekabli shokan lekam mekabis. How much people who mekabli shokan emes? How much more so are they going to, you know, make arguments on behalf of litigation? Okay. Questions, comments, or thoughts? What's up?
That's not
Shokan of Gavi Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think you can still. Actually, the Gemara says, this Gemara says that, like, it says, how are you, like Hashem, how are you able to be no sefanim li Israel? It says, in other words, it says, Ashelo yisafanim lo yitach shokad. It says Hashem doesn't, you know, show favoritism, and he doesn't accept shokad. So Hashem says, v'chilo yisafanim li Israel. How can I not show them favoritism? In other words, because it says in Birchas Konim, it says, Yivrecha Hashem yishmerech, I think. It says, Hashem should bless you and guard you. And so he says, how can I not show favoritism to the Jewish people? I see they're medactic with themselves, the bench, even for anxiety, even for kibetza. So there's what to speak about with this. So the verse is with the, but anyway, the bottom line is Hashem, there is no shokhan before a Kaddish Baruch. It's just what we have is a din and then whatever rachim we give us. All right, now, anything else? Otherwise, I'm going on.
Tips. Tip is a fancy word for shock.
Could you repeat the question?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, there's a story about Rav
Chanan.
Anyway, or it was Lo Tavi Anansonav.
You know, run a brothel and then bring it to a... But this is what's happening all the time. You know, you run a brothel and then you bring it, you give it to the Yushan, you get psicha for the Neila, okay?
There's a story about Rav Chanan Wasserman. Rav Chanan Wasserman, he was the head of the yeshiva Olei Torah Baranowitz. He was a big guy of the Torah, and he came to America in, I think, November of 37. And he stayed here till the spring of 39. Everybody pleaded with him not to go back, but he felt he had to go back to his yeshiva, and he died in the war. So once Rav Chanan was in a place, and like, so he's trying to collect money for the yeshiva Olei Torah, so he goes place, and these people are like gambling, and they said, we'll give you the money. He says, I don't accept money for gambling. I don't want, you know, gambling. He says, but you accepted it from X, and he got his money from gambling. So he went back to X, and he gave back the money that X gave, the contribution, because he didn't want to have any of the money that had come from the gambling. All right, let's see back on the Gemara. Now,
he was once...
What?
When Elchanan Wasserman was here, he once drove past. He didn't know where he was, but he was driving past 42nd Street.
New York and Times, he said, right?
You think, dude, it's something smells
right,
here.
Right, right, right,
he,
right,
right. He doesn't
give
money, but
he's
a tzaddik. He was deserved. All right.
What?
This year downstairs, they gave sicha. You don't have to Lloyd Hoffman, and he deserves it. He's a tzaddik. He's really like what he does. People is like people would not know. Like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But all sometimes right. They ask for who's giving 25,000, and you get the psicha.
All right. All right. Let's get back to this. All right. Now, okay. Now, where this is the 59th to the bottom. Okay. We got to wrap it up. We're coming to the end of the hour now. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Elisha, I feel who got a ration of gates. There's a difference. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Elisha was a Kohen. So somebody comes in with Reshit HaGeiz. Reshit HaGeiz is the first shearings of the lamb. And that's one of the matnos kumuna. Did I skip anything? Oh, no. Before that, we didn't get to the Rabbanim yet. Okay, around 10 lines above where it gets white, okay? He says, Amar Lei Mehecha Ad. He says, where are you from? He says, Amar Lei Medukplan. I'm from, maybe, I don't know, Tveria. I'm from Sipori, Medalia, whatever he's from. I mean, Hatam Lahachal of a coin, between here and there, I'm in Yerushalayim. There was no other coin between here and there to give Reish to Gaze. So Amar Lei, he says, Dina Itli, I have a Din Torah. This is what I mean. I thought, as long as I'm coming here for a Din Torah to you, I'll give you the Reish to Gaze. Amar Lei, so Bishmol says, Pasil Lafladina. In other words, I'm passel to judge your case now. Lokabilmine. And he didn't accept the Reish to Gaze. Otivle Zugad Rabbanan. So instead, he designated a pair of Chachanim, Bekadainilei. And then they were judging his case. And then Rabbi Shmuel Bar Elisha, who was a Kohen, he went while he was walking back and forth. Amar, he said, you know, he should argue this way. He should argue that way. He says, Amar. Then he said, the people who accept Shokha, they should have tremendous agony. I didn't take it. I didn't even take this. And had I taken it, it's what the Torah gives me. It's one of the Marokuna. And notwithstanding all that, I'm still making arguments on his behalf. How much more people Makabli Shokhad, how much more are they purporting the justice system? All right, now we're up to Rabbi Anan. Rabbi Anan, I believe who Gabra Kante Gildanei. So Rabbi Anan, somebody brought him a basket of these like small fish, the fish from the reeds. Amar Lei Ma'avidutei, this is like, what do you do? Where are you coming? What are you here for? Amar Lei, Dina Itli, this is Ibadin Torah. So Lo Kabel Minei. So he didn't want to accept it anymore. Amar Lei, Pasil Lachladin. So I'm possible to judge your case now. Amar Lei, Dina Demar Lo Baina. He says, no, I don't need the Torah. But Kibul Kabel Mar, he says, I want you nevertheless to accept the gift. And I want you to block me from offering Bikurim. So he's going to explain the gift to a Talmid Chacham is called Bikurim. Bikurim is a gift to a Kohen, the first fruit, but the gifts to Talmid Chacham are called Bikurim. Tani, we learn the Braisa. He says, a quotes pasuk from Malachim Beis. The Ishba mi Baal Shalisha. This man came from this place, Baal Shalisha. By Elisha Lekim Lechem Bikurim. He brought to Elisha. Elisha was an Abi. Lechem Bikurim, like first fruit of bread. I.e., Asim Lechem Sorim. He brought him 20 loaves of barley bread with Carmel Batiklono and like the different grains in their husks. Bechilisha Ochel Bikurim Hava. So the Braisa says, was Elisha a Kohen? Elisha was not a Kohen. Ella Lamar Lacha, maybe Dor L'Tamad Chacham, teaches you whoever brings a gift to a Tamad Chacham to the Makrim Bikurim. It's like offering Bikurim. Okay, well, it's Bikurim. In other words, the Tamad Chacham is like bringing Kiddush to the world, like the Kohen and the Beis Mikdash. That's the rule of the way it's going. So Amar Lei, so he said to him, this is Rabbanan, Kibulilo Ba'inam Yikadol, I didn't really want to accept it. But Hashta the Amr Li time of Mikabalina. But now you give this reason, I'll accept it. So Shadri look coming to Rav Nachman. So he sends him off to Rav Nachman to judge his case. So Shalach Lai Daimar Lahai Gavra Dana Anan Pasilai Ladina. I want you to judge this case because I'm passable to judge the case. So Amar, so Rav Nachman said, Shatli Hachi, since he sent me a message like this, Shmona Krivehu, it must be, he didn't say why he was passable. It must be Mishpacha, and that's why he sent it to me. So it's Mishpacha from Ravanan. Have a claim to the Yachmin Kameh. So Rav Nachman was about to judge a case at Tomim. There was another case on his docket. He was about to judge their case. Amar, on the top line on Kufav Amar Aleph, Amar Hai Essay V'Hai Essay. He says, look, there's an essay to judge the Tomim case, and Rashi brings down the Pasuk, Mishpatim Tzedek. You should judge justly. There's also an essay to judge. This fellow's case, this case that came before Rabbanan originally, but Esa the Chol Torah. But with there's also Kavod Torah. If he's a relative of Rabbanan, there's like an element of Kavod Torah that I should judge his case. So Saal Kiladina Diatne. So he put off the din of the Yitomim, but Akiladina, and then he considered this case first. Came in the Chaz Abal Dina Yikard Ka'avidlay when his adversary, and there was a case that he was judging, the other side, so the kavod that Rav Nachman was giving to his litigant, but he's pulling him in front of him, is tatim tanate. He wasn't able to argue the case anymore. He like got a little for bludgeon with his argument. Now, I'll begin the next piece of Gemara because it relates to it, and then Belina will go over again tomorrow. Rav Anan have a regular yahud da'afi gabeg. Rav Anan, who is the one who sent this case to Rav Nachman, so Eliyahu Navi would visit him. The Avamani they say to the Eliyahu. He would teach him Seder Eliyahu, and there's a whole tumult in the postscript. There's a work, Eliyahu Rabba and Eliyahu Zuta, Tantav Eliyahu. So the question is, like, was it a Chacham named Eliyahu, or was it Eliyahu Navi? So the Chidah brings a proof from our Gemara, there's Eliyahu Navi. He says, payment to Abin Hathi, once Rav Anan acted this way and sent him this other case, is Talik. He didn't appear before him anymore. Eliyahu Navi didn't appear before Rav Anan anymore. Means that he felt maybe that Rav Anan should have indicated that, you know, why he was passed over there. Not that it was his shpach or whatever, it was this whole thing. It says, Yatib Tanita, so he was Yoshev, he fasted Rav Anan, Ubay Rathme, he was with Palel Ba'ata. Then Eliyahu appeared to him. Yatab Mabit Levi Ute, it says, when he appeared in this time, he was turned his fear, like he appeared as like a malach, and it wasn't turned his fear. He says he made like a box. I guess he would stay in the box. Maybe wouldn't see him. He says the sidre, and he sat before him until he taught him his seder. Like there's Eliyahu Rabba, that he learned outside the table, and Eliyahu Zuta he learned in the table. In other words, there's a large work and a smaller work. The larger work learned outside the table. The small work inside the table. Okay, let me just see if there's a little story and that'll be it. All right, I'll do the story from Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin and that'll be it. Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, he thought was a Torah scholar par excellence. From a very young age, he vowed never to partake of food that was not served as part of his Sudas Mitzvah. Practically speaking, this meant that he would complete two Mesechus a day in order to allow himself to claim his meager fare. In other words, he only says Sudas Mitzvah, so he has to keep making Siyumim, so every meal will be a Sudas Mitzvah. When Rav Tzadok was already older, a certain chassid presented him with a very expensive gift. Rav Tzadok lightly but firmly refused to accept it. The chassid protested vehemently, "But Rebbe, The Gemara in Ksubas Kofay says that one who gives a gift to a Talmud Chacham is considered to be burnt Bikurim, where he says Reb Sadok remained silent. That Friday night to Tish, Rebbe told the story of his refusal to accept man's gift and commented, "Am I really a Talmud Chacham? I can't say I haven't learned Torah, since that would not be true. I have learned, but what right to honor do I really have? Well, learning is mine. The verse initially says, why is there a price in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom, seeing as he has no heart? As I explained, that this one who has no heart is one who learns Torah and doesn't fulfill what he's learned. Since I am just such a person with no heart, since my Yiras Shemayim is so far from complete, how can anyone consider me a Talmud Chacham of such stature?" After the Tish, those closest to the Rav asked him what had made him say such sharp words of self-criticism. Sadok answered, "What do you mean? He tried to give the gift, tell me that I'm a Talmud Chacham. I had to explain. The students persisted, why explain in public?" Sadok replied simply, "What should I do? Tell each person privately?" Okay, let me send the recording in one second.